Today being the 17th day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 2021 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, our tafsir from the faculty of Yunani Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria, continues from the 10th ayah of Surat Al-Ahzab. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Al-Kane, will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ جاءوكم ومن أسفل منكم وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنونا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق، الخاتم لما سبق، وناصر الحق والحق، الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جاءتكم جنود فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا وجنودا لم تروها وكان الله بما تعملون بصيرا. إذ جاءوكم من فوقكم ومن أسفل منكم وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله ظنونا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us, as from yesterday when we were discussing the issue, Allah is asking us, those that believe, remember, continuously put in your mind this great blessing of Allah on you. There is jihad kum junudun, when the armies came against you. Farsalna alayhim, and we sent against this army rihan, wind, wajunudan, and armies lam tarawha, that you did not see. Wa kana Allah ma ta'maluna basira, Allah for sure was seeing all that you are doing. This army is ja'ukum min fawqikum, when they came from above you, wa min asfala minkum, and they came to you from below you. وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ, at that time the eyes have left their sockets. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ, and the hearts have gone up to the throat. إِذْ جَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ مِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ ظُنُونًا. It was at this stage when the eyes are rolling out of their socket, when the hearts have already gone up to the throat, that a conflicting things entered your mind. You are thinking of Allah, different thoughts, good and bad, all just entering your mind because the enemy was so overwhelming. Here, Allah is telling us, always Allah will say this, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. For sure, Allah is saying, those saintly servants of Allah, la khawfun alayhim, there is no fear on them, wa la hum yahzanun, and they are never sad. Who are they? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They are those that believe. They did not stop, just stop at their belief. Wa kanu yattaqun. To their belief, they added to it fear of Allah and being conscious of Allah. Here Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. This address is for those that believe. But where is your faith if you are not conscious of Allah, if you don't fear Allah? Like we said yesterday, Izja'ukum min fawqikum. The enemies came from the top. What is the top here? That is here, the Banu Qurayza, the Banu Gatafan, the Arabs from the north that have agreed to meet with the Quraysh. They all intended to come to you and fight you. 12,000, they have come. Wa min asfala minkum, from below, that is the people of Quraysh. Then, this is the Jews, the Banu Qurayza, that have given you their words, that you believe that from their end nobody can attack you. You have now stayed between you and the enemy. There is a trench that Allah, with the wisdom he has given to Salman al-Farisi, you have dug. And in digging this well, a lot of assistance was needed. A lot of energy went, even though there was no food, there was no water, there was heat. Everybody was suffering. It was not easy. There was hunger. You are able to have this trench between you and the enemy. You have stayed now for about 20 days. Up to now, there is no success. You are throwing, you are shooting their arrow, they are shooting their arrow. Then from the top, when they see that this thing is not going to come true, they have gone to commandeer the Bani Qurayza that they should now open their own place so that they can come into there. It was at this stage that Allah's assistant came to you. What was one of the assistants that came to you? There is this man, Nu'aym bin Mas'udin, that Allah put Islam into his mind. He's from Bani Gatafan. This man from Bani Gatafan, Nu'aym bin Mas'ud al-Ajja'i, what did he do? He came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Prophet, say, what brought you, Nu'aym? What is it that brought you here? I have become a Muslim. I have looked at these issues. Muslims are honest. They fulfill their vows. They are good in character. Yet everybody doesn't want them. I come to ask myself why. Then Allah entered Islam into me. But oh Prophet, nobody knows that I have become a Muslim. You know that in Bani Qurayza, when I go there, I'm listening to. When I go to Quraysh, I'm listening to. When I go to people of Bani Gatafan, I'm listening to. And all that these people are at once fighting you now. What can I do to assist in this war? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you are the only one, but you can do something. If you can put them against each other, that would be enough for us. So here, Nu'aym bin Mas'udin, he went to Bani Qurayza. He called their leaders, Ka'b bin Asad, he called unto him. He said, look, you know me. You know that I'm against Muhammad like you. But you know all of us are living here with Muhammad. You are in, we got a fan, we are up in the north. But you, Qurayza, I used to come to you and you have been helping me. And you are living close to Muhammad in Medina. This war, they have stayed here now for so many days. You have not defeated, they have not defeated. They have not been able to come across to the city. Let me tell you, if at the end, the Quraysh, they are tired, they will go back home. If you now open your door and you say you will join the Quraysh and you did not defeat, if they have gone back home, you are now on your own. You know, the Prophet ﷺ will come after you and all of you will be finished. We have not thought of this one. It's true that this war can come at the end. These people, they are tired and they go back. Because coming to a field in a war, and you have stayed up to 20 days, you came with food, the food is exhausting. You came with horses, their food is exhausting. You came with your firewood that you are going to use, they have been exhausted. So by the time you are exhausted of food, already you are finished. So they now say, what is the solution? So what I will ask you is this. If the Quraysh can endure as long as they can endure until they defeat, that is what is best. But for them to do that, ask them to give you men from them that you will hold as a trustee, that they will never go away until they finish with Muhammad in Medina. But if they don't finish, then you are finished. What? It's okay. This is true. We're going to ask them for men. They should give us trustees among them, between 12 to 40. At least let's keep big men that we know, as long as they are with us, they will not
betray us. No matter how the war goes, they will wait until they defeat, or we are all defeated. Okay, that's good. Then Noam bin Mas'ud left and went to Quraysh, met Abu Sufyan. He said, you know, I'm from Ghatafan. There's something I've heard, and what I've heard now is not good, and I don't want anybody to know that it is me that have come to tell you this. He had earlier told the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, I should go and confuse them. Am I allowed to die? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, go man. Al-Harbu Huda, war is a strategy. If your strategy is to, you know, confuse and tell lies and win, that's all, go. So he now told Abu Sufyan, he said, the Bani Qurayza, they have said, they negated their agreement with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to join you and fight you, but they have gone to the Prophet and told him that they have regretted their actions, that they are close to him here. How could they have made such a mistake? They have begged him that, to show that they are telling the truth, they will get some people from your party and give to the Prophet to slaughter so that they can be at peace. Is that so? That is so. And Yahshua said, yeah, but please don't tell anybody. I heard this from Bani Qurayza, you know, I'm close to them and I come to tell you this. Then he left, he went to tell, meet the people of Ghatafan. You are here trying to fight war. You said one of the people that are going to stay and fight war with you is the Bani Qurayza. Up to now, you have not seen them come here. And I've heard that they said that they will not fight war until they get some of your men. So that if the war fails, they can give these men as a collateral to the Prophet so that they are saved. Bani Qurayza said that, they said that, but please don't tell anybody. Cover me, don't leak my secrets, it will not cover you. At this time, the Bani Ghatafan, under their leadership, they are coming from the north to come and join the Quraysh, trying to enter through that area. From the south, the Quraysh, they are trying to enter, they have not been able to enter, there have been no space for them to enter, except this Amr bin Abdulwuddin that entered and fought with Ali and Ali killed. And then there has been some arrows, who like Sa'ad bin Ma'az has been wounded. About six of them have been wounded. But up to now, there is no war that has, conflict has not come. It's just a train of arrows. When this happened now, then the Quraysh said, look, it's true. If Banu Qurayza said, they are in our party, after all, it's Huwayy bin Akhtabin of Banu Nadir that also has gone to Banu Qurayza and is with them now. He is the one who came to rally all of us to fight Muhammad. They must come out and fight with us. This time now, 3 days have been spent at the war front. Food is gone, water is going, things are going. Then they sent to Banu Qurayza, you have to come tomorrow morning, we have to start the war with you tomorrow. Let us finish this and go away. We cannot continue to stay here until our food finish and we become just an object of sympathy for people. So, you people, you know tomorrow is Sabbath. We cannot fight on Sabbath. On Saturdays, we Jews, we are not allowed to fight until Sunday. But before that Sunday, then we are going to come and fight. For we to know that you are serious, that you will fight this war to the end, give us between 12 and 40 people that are important for us to keep. For us to know that we are sure that you will fight this war until you finish with Muhammad and you have taken him out of this land or destroyed him. Then Abu Sufyan, you see? So this is what they were planning. So then there was now a problem between all of them. These are people that have come together to fight for cause. They are quarreling now between each other. This is at the time that Allah said, "Fa'asarna alayhim rihan." Then at that time, suddenly there was cold over Medina, cold over the enemy. Then a strong wind was blowing. The wind was not on the side of the Muslims, it was on the side of the Kuffar. The Prophet stood up, prayed at night, prayed. Then suddenly he said, among you, who will agree that he will find a way to trek to where the enemies are and tell me the information, what is happening with them? Because they are spent in something days. I want to know what is their state. Because the Muslims now, they are in a state of fear. The only way they have Bani Qurayza, enemies are going to come through that to enter them. Everybody is thinking bad thoughts. Only few Muslims have their heart strong. Some of us, this is exactly what Allah promised us. That if only those that have it can stand until Allah brings promises. The other one said, no, this is it's dangerous. Huh? Enemies surrounding us, we only 3,000, they over 12,000 with all their weapons. Prophet said, who will go out to the enemy, trek in this night and find for me their information and their state? But the person should do nothing, just to go inside and see what's happening. Because you can go by foot inside the trench and climb and find a way to get to the enemy. They can also do the same. When they said this, nobody answered. Then Prophet said, this Huzaifa is what telling himself is what saying this. Said the Prophet said, Huzaifa bin Yaman. Ya Rasulullah, where are you? He said, come. He said, I wouldn't have answered if not that the Prophet called me himself because it was cold. There was hunger. Things were difficult. There was fear. He said, but the Prophet called me. But before the Prophet called me, he said, who will I send? If this person agrees to go, he will be with me on the day of judgment, together with me. He said, nobody answered. So at the third time, he said, Huzaifa bin Yaman. I said, Naam. He said, where are you? I said, I came. He said, you go. When you go, find out what's happening. Find out their state and morale at this particular moment. Don't do anything. Come back and tell me. I want you to come back urgently. At that particular stage, he said, immediately I took my first and second step. He said, my leg was cold. First of all, just blew a prayer on me. I found in front of me and behind me some heat. I said there was no cold. And I went. That's how I was finding heat going on. And I was able to enter the trench, come out, went, and I entered where the enemies are. Said I found out that wind had come, taking their lamps, thrown it away, their tents destroyed, the animals just shouting up and down because the wind was so strong. Then suddenly, I was seeing Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan called, everybody come, whatever, all of you come together. So they came. He said, everybody should ask who is by his side. I don't want an enemy to be among us by now. He said, quickly I asked, he said, I hold somebody's hand, he said, who are you? Huzaifa bin Yaman said, immediately he said that, I hold the next person to say, who are you? He said, I'm this, he said, okay. You, who are you? He said, I'm this, I said, okay. He said, then Abu Sufyan said, you see, we have been here now nearly a month. Our food is about to finish. This wind, terrible wind has come. Look at how cold it is. Even we don't have lamp, we have no firewood. Our animals are suffering, are hungry. Look at all this. Look, this is not a place I'm going to. We didn't come here to come and stay. This is not our land. I'm going back. Whoever wants to agree with me, agree with me. If you don't want to agree with me, I'm going back. He jumped on his horse. Even forgetting to remove the rope that he used in tying the horse. Until he was on it before, now he struggled to remove this. I'm going, whoever wants to go, let him go. Whoever will not come with me, let him stay. We are talking of over 12,000 people. At least 10,000 to 12,000 people. When he said this now, quickly, Huzaifa bin Yaman quickly left the camp and started coming check the camp. He just got to where the Prophet is. All the cold that he didn't feel, the cold came to him. Mm-hmm. The Prophet said, what? He said, really, I explained to the Prophet. The Prophet said, Allah Akbar. We thank Allah. Shukran, Ya Allah. Shukran, Ya Allah. Allah, thanks. He said, the Prophet saw me shivering. So he just took me. He said, he was still standing in prayer. And he took his gown and he covered my body. He said, immediately I fell asleep. I did not wake up till supper. He said, when I woke up, because the man just saw me, I was rubbing my head. He said, yeah, no, ma'am, you want to sleep twice. He said, then, you know, I woke up. He said, in the morning, when everybody woke up, they looked at where the enemies were throwing. There was no sight. Everything was empty. That's why Allah is saying, Izja'ukum min fawqikum, when the enemies came to you from above you, wa min asfala minkum, and from below you. When the eyes have left their socket out of fear, turning. وبدأ قتل قلوب الحناجر when the heart has gone to the chest out of there. وتظنون بالله then you are thinking of Allah such thoughts that is not nice. Some of you thinking, take different type of thoughts, conflicting thoughts. If we are a mu'min, why would this happen to us? If we are a prophet, why would this happen to us? Look at this, hunger, this, that, all these thoughts. Hunalika.
Hunalika bituliya al-mu'minuna wa zulzilu zilzalan shadida.
Hunalika bituliya al-mu'minuna wa zulzilu zilzalan shadida. Hunalika, it is at this point Ibtuliyal mu'minuna that those that have faith were tested to their faith. Their faith were tested. Was not zilu, and they were shaking from their feet. Like an earthquake, they were shaking. Zilzala shadida, not small shake, they were shaking seriously, their faith was shaking. Allah is saying that he tested the mu'min and their faith was shaking. Allah is saying that zilzala shadida, that they were so shaking that the vibration in between in them was difficult. All this is telling us we can meet situation when our faith will be shaking. We should remember that Allah is there. Remember at the first, from the beginning of the verse, Allah was very clear in telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Ya ayyuhan nabiy ittaqillaha wa la tukafiru munafiqin inna Allah kana inna Allah kana aliman hakima wattabi ma yuha ilayk inna Allah kana ma tamaduna basira watawakkal Allah wa kafi billahi wakila. Allah said watawakkal Allah wa kafi billahi wakila. This at the beginning of the surah Allah told us this. Always we should rely on Allah. Don't rely on yourself. If you rely on yourself, you fail. And know that Allah is enough as the reliance. Whatever will come, rely on yourself. Wa kafi billahi wakila.
وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا.
وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. When we shoot them and we test them. When they were shaking, what were they saying? Look at what the munafiq are saying. These are this particular time when we tested them, that those that are hypocrites, they were saying this. Those that are mu'min, but their hearts are not strong, and their faith is not strong with them, they were also saying this. Ma wa'adana Allahu wa rasuluhu illa gurura. For sure, Allah has not promised us. Allah has not, what Allah has promised us, ma wa'adana Allahu wa rasuluhu, what Allah has promised us, what the Prophet has promised us, is nothing but delusion and deception. A woman is now saying that Allah did not intend anything for him but delusion. If not, why bring us to this place?
وَإِذْ قَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَا أَهْلَ يَثْرِبَ لَا مَقَامَ لَكُمْ فَارْجِعُوا. وَيَسْتَأْذِنُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمُ النَّبِيَّ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ بُيُوتَنَا عورة وما هي بعورة إن يريدون إلا فرارا.
وإذ قالت طائفة منهم يا أهل يثرب لا مقام لكم فارجعوا. ويستأذن فريق منهم النبي يقولون إن بيوتنا عورة وما هي بعورة إن يريدون إلا فرارا. This stage is utterly unmoving. When we tested them and we shook them, the munafiq were saying this, others this is what they were saying. Where is qala ta'ifatun minhum, others yet among them were saying, ya ahla yathrib, This place that we are talking about is Medina. When the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, the name of the place was Yathrib. He changed the name to Taba Tayyiba. Something that is beautiful, something that is sweet. There they are calling again this place Yathrib. Oh, you people of Yathrib, la maqama lakum. There is no way you can withstand this fight. Farji'u. Better leave and go back to your family. وَاسْتَعَزِنُ فَرِيْكُمْ مِنْهُمْ النَّبِيَّةِ. Some of them go as far as going to the Prophet ﷺ, seeking permission. وَاسْتَعَزِنُ فَرِيْكُمْ مِنْهُمْ النَّبِيَّةِ. إِنَّ بُيُوتَنَا عَوْرَةٌ. Oh Prophet, allow us to go to our families. Our house is open. It can easily be invaded by anyone that comes in now. Some people's house have fences. Our own house don't have any fence. If if these soldiers, any of them was to come in now, they just enter our house. Wama here the auratum. Their house is nothing. There is nothing naked in their house. There is nothing open. There is nothing like open space. They are just saying that in original Allah, they are just saying that so that they can run away. Because it's at this stage, some of them, cause you come. Ha. Look, some of these people, their own houses are there's fence round in it. Our own house, there's no house. Let's go and tell the Prophet. Our house, oh Prophet, you know our house does not have fence. It's not like we're not like others. These ones, they have fence around their house. Allow us to go and stay with our family. We'll not be here and our family is finished. As I said, Wama here the auratum. There is nothing that is wrong with their house. All they just want to do is that they are afraid of staying at the orphan. In Yuridna illa firar.
ولو دخلت عليهم من أقطارها ثم سئلوا الفتنة لأتوها وما تلبثوا بها إلا يسيرا.
ولو دخلت عليهم من أقطارها ثم سئلوا الفتنة لأتوها وما تلبثوا بها إلا يسيرا. O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these people that are seeking permission from you, that inna buyutana auratun, tell them, know this, wama hiya bi auratin. There's nothing that is problem with their house. They just want to run away from you. If, do you let me not clear you, if these people were to go back to their houses now, and these enemies, they entered into their houses, thumma suri fitnata, and they were asked, all of you, negate on your Islam and become polytheist. Quickly, they will run away from Islam and become polytheist. Tell them, even if they were to go there and agree to become part of the polytheists who have entered their land, وَمَا تَلَبَّسُوا بِهَا إِلَّا يَسِيرًا. You will not stay in this Yathrib that you are now calling Yathrib, except for just a few days, you still die. Because now, the Muslims are on one side. The polytheists are on the other side. The Jews have agreed to go to the polytheists. The time that Huyay ibn Akhtabin went to Bani Gatfana and went to Abu Sufyan to convince them, Abu Sufyan went as far as telling them, you people of Nadir, that you have left Medina, do you know that you are people of the book? Muhammad is also a man of the book. He has given the book. You are closer to us. You are now saying that we should join hands together. Is it possible? I said yes. Then tell us. We are the ones feeding the pilgrims. We water the pilgrims. We host the pilgrims. Muhammad has gone to Yathrib. He's not doing any of this. We and him, who is on the better religion? We or him? Or him. So you are on the better religion. These are Jews, huh? So if that is the case, before we can agree, we have our idols here. You have to prostrate it to us, to the idol. The Jews said they have no choice, they have to prostrate. So they were trying to prostrate by their side of their head, not in front of their head. But it's the same thing. So this is what has happened. So if now they now run away, they deplete the number of the army, then if they succeed through the Bani Qurayza and they entered, and they entered through the other side and entered where they are. If they were asked, will you leave Islam or you fight as Muslims, they would quickly say, we abandon Islam, we are with you, we are with you. La Tawha. Tell them, even if they do that, they will not have a respite. Madam Umat Allah Basubiha, Ilaya Sira. Except for a few space of time, they will just stay. They will stay. They are still going to die.
وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلُ لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارَ وَكَانَ عَهْدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا
وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلُ لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارَ وَكَانَ عَهْدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا. These people that are now coming to you, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, asking that you excuse them, that they want to go back to their houses, that their houses are open, that they can easily be attacked by the enemy. If they are not like houses are not like other people's houses, they have first of all in giving their words for to Allah. وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Before this time, they have given their words to Allah. They are the ones who used to come and say it. In the battle of Badr, we could not attend it. In the battle of Uhud, we are not opportune to be there. Where Allah should bring an opportunity, let us also go and we become shaheed. They are the ones who used to shout, who used to make the mouth. Look at them today. They have said lie, they have made promise before, nothing will happen. Lie one lunar at bar, whatever happened, they will never give their back to you. Let them know this. Wakana ahadullahi. Any promise you make to Allah, mas'ula, is something to be asked for by Allah. Allah is talking to Mu'min here, man. Allah is telling the Prophet here, man. Then here you are. You promise Allah that you are going to be student of Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, to be with him, to be doing istighfar, to be this light in the Prophet, to be doing Kalimat Shallah and Allah morning and evening. And you have taken covenant between you and Allah, and somebody is saying you must not fulfill those covenants. Are they closer to this munafiq or they are not closer to them? Promise to Allah, somebody is asking you to break it, and he says he's a Muslim. And he says he's a mu'min. He may be a Muslim, but mu'min forever, he's not a mu'min. The verse of Allah, after he has said, Man nazar an yuti Allah fal yutihi, wa man nazar an yasi fal hai asihi. Whoever promises to Allah that he will do to him an act of obedience, let him do the act of obedience. Whoever promises Allah that he's going to do some act of disobedience, let him not do it. In doing istighfar, in this light of the Prophet, in saying la ilaha, is it act of obedience or act of disobedience? وَلَكَدْ كَانُوا أَحَدُ اللَّهَ مِنْكُمْ لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارَ وَكَانَ أَحَدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا. They have promised the Prophet that they will never turn their back on the Prophet. When you are entering Tijaniya, it will ask to you, what are the conditions when you enter it, you will never leave it. You said, yes, I will never leave it. Then somebody is asking you to leave it and you are listening to him. This is the person, whoever he is, he. They certainly him when he's telling you that. وَكَانَ أَحَدُ اللَّهِ. Know that any promise you make to Allah, مَسْئُولًا, Allah is going to ask you of it. If you make promise to Allah, any day Allah, you give me money that's up to going to Hajj, the first thing I will do is to go to Hajj. If you don't go to Hajj, Allah will ask you. If you make promise to Allah, any day you have money, and the money is up to this amount, I'm going to do this work for you, Allah. I'm going to maybe go to where the Almighty is. I will do this to them. If I become a governor, I will do this. When you become and you don't do it, Allah will ask you, وَكَانَ أَحَدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا. They have promised the Prophet, they will never go back on the Prophet, and they are going back on the Prophet now. Tell them, Allah will ask for his promise from you.
قُلْ لَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْفِرَارُ إِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ أَوِ الْقَتْلِ وَإِذًا لَتُمَتَّعُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
قُلْ لَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْفِرَارُ إِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ أَوِ الْقَتْلِ وَإِذًا لَتُمَتَّعُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Oh Prophet, those that are seeking reason that they want to leave you now, tell them, لَنْ يَنْفَعُكُمُ الْفِرَارُ إِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ. Your running away can never assist you. It can never benefit you from running, that running you'll be able to run away, مِنَ الْمَوْتِ أَوْ الْقَتْلِ, that you can run away from death or you can run away from being killed. If you think you run away from being killed or you think you run away from death, know this. لا تمتعون إلا قليلا. You will not enjoy anything except little you will enjoy. Just like وَمَا تَلَبَّسُوا بِهَا إِلَّا يَسِيرًا. كل يوم فاكم مرار إن فردت من المتعاركات فإذا لا تمتعون what is it تمتع فإن أسيركم وإلا النار تمتع قليلا enjoy a little no matter the little enjoyment you do it let it be 10 days let it be 100 years it's still little because when the end comes the end has come لا تمتعون إلا قليلا then you will not enjoy anything except little that little will still come to an end
قل من ذا الذي يعصمكم من الله إن أراد بكم سوءا أو أراد بكم رحمة ولا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا
قل من ذا الذي يعصمكم من الله إن أراد بكم سوءا أو أراد بكم رحمة لا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا الله تبارك وتعالى يقول tell them at this stage قل من ذا الذي يعصمكم من الله who are those that are going to assist you and save you from Allah إن أراد بكم سوءا if Allah so wishes that evil should meet you أو أراد بكم رحمة or he so wishes that the mercy of Allah should meet you who is it that can protect you and you say evil cannot meet you or can say okay I will come in between you and the rahmah of Allah who is it من ذا الذي يعصمكم من الله إن أراد بكم سوءا أو أراد بكم رحمة ولا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا tell them aside Allah they will never get anybody that can be a protector for them they can never get anybody that can be a helper for them because against evil you need protection to get rahma you need assistance that's what Allah said man zal ladhi yasbukum min Allah in arada bikum su'an wala tajiduna waliyan aw arada bikum rahman wala nasiran Allah is the only one that for against evil he can protect you for you to get to the mercy of Allah he is the only one that can assist you So both protection and both assistance is with Allah. وَلَا تَجِدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا Tell them, O Prophet ﷺ, وَلَا يَجِدُونَ They will never get anybody to protect them or to assist them.
قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الْمُعَوِّقِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالْقَائِلِينَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ هَلُمْ إلينا ولا ياتون البأس إلا قليلا
قد يعلم الله المعوقين منهم والقائلين لإخوانهم هلم إلينا ولا ياتون البأس إلا قليلا Allah said O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم don't worry about this قد يعلم الله المعوقين منهم we know among them those that are discouraging others among you from fight al-mu'awwiqin minhum wal-qa'ilin minhum and we have known those of them that are telling their own friends telling their own relatives among them halumma ilayna come to us come to where we are this is what we are thinking you to come to us qad ya'lamu allahu mu'awwiqin minhum wal-qa'ilin lihum halumma ilayna wa la ya'tuna basa illa qalina these are the ones that as you are staying The time that you are trying to fight, they will not stay with you and fight, except lazily, just staying behind. Because they, in the Battle of Handak, there was no direct conflict, enemy to enemy. They were behind. All they were just doing is trying to, some of them take big stones, throw it. If you take your arrow, shoot it, you aim this, do this, and give, just trying to stay to show that you are ready to fight. This is all they were doing. There was no real combat. That they were together. At this time, some of them were, Haluma Elena, come and hear. Look, when we are taking this by the Battle of Handa, look at that time that the Prophet came to that big stone that he couldn't, nobody could break. Did he not come in our presence? He took his hammer, pass. We saw light, they said they saw light, pass. They said they saw light, pass. They said they saw light. And the Prophet said he was promising them, they are going to get people of Yemen up to Habasha, they are going to get up to Syria. They're going to get up to Persia. They're going to get Rome. This man that is saying that he's going to get these places, look at us here now. We can't even go and ease ourselves in the toilet. And he said he's promised us not this. Look at. Do you believe this? Come and listen. Is that not what they were, the time we were digging this hand, like, is that what he was promising us? Hello, my Elena, don't listen to him. Let's go and take excuse and go. This religious, what is it? We're just going to stay and our children will just be killed and we are just killed for nothing. Huh? When even if they are supposed to fight and there was combat, they are not going to do anything except as many people find a way where they can hide under somebody.
أشحة عليكم فإذا جاء الخوف رأيتهم ينظرون إليك تدور أعينهم كالذي يغشى عليه من الموت فإذا ذهب الخوف سلقوكم بألسنة حداد شحة على الخير أولئك لم يؤمنوا فأحبط الله أعمالهم وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا
أشحة عليكم فإذا جاء الخوف رأيتهم ينظرون إليك تدور أعينهم كالذي يغشى عليه من الموت فإذا ذهب الخوف سلكوكم بألسنة هداد أشيقة على الخير أولئك الذين لم يؤمنوا فأحبط الله أعمالهم وكان الله بما تعملون وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. Allah is not telling the mu'mins, أَشِيقَةً عَلَيْكُمْ. They are so grudgingly trying not to stay with you. They don't want to give you their time or their morale. Whatever it is, they want to find a way to discourage you. أَشِيقَةً عَلَيْكُمْ. فَإِذَا جَاءَ الْخَوْفُ. If they were to be in a place and suddenly there is fear that comes, رَأَيْتُهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ تَدُرُّ أَيُّنُهُمْ كَالَّذِي يُكْشِي عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ. You see them looking at you, staring at you, as if this is death. What are you going to do for us now? Their eyes rolling in their sockets, staring at you. وَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الْخَوْفُ. But immediately the fear has gone away. سَلَكُوكُمْ بِأَسْنَةٍ هِدَادٍ. They will bring their sweet tongue and come to you. Very sweet tongue, talking. Kai, this war, if look at how it was, Kai, we tried, we did this. Ashikhatan ala al-khayri. At that time, they want all the good to be for them alone. If there's any good from it, they want to be the ones to be given the most of it. The same people that were not willing to assist you. Ulaika al-lazeen lam yu'minu. These people are the ones that do not believe. Their belief is fake belief. Allah has brought all their work down. Whatever they have ever done in Islam, Allah has brought it down. That to Allah is very easy. No matter what work you have done in Islam, the day you do anything that shows that you are against Allah and the Prophet, that is tantamount to shirk. Your work is finished. Your work is finished. Be very careful if somebody is calling you to something. أولئك الذين لم يؤمنوا فأحبط الله أعمالهم وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. That to Allah is very easy. What work have you done? Who gave you the strength to do it? Allah. Who gave you the resources to do it? Allah. Is that Allah now that you are turning your back on? So you can see here when Sheikh Ahmad Tijani is saying that whoever leaves this tariqa, if he's not careful, is afraid for him, if he will die in Islam. You can't promise Allah and turn your back on the promise of Allah. Then your faith is finished. Then Allah will remove all the work that you have done. It will come down. And don't think that I have done so many zikr, thousands and thousands, millions of akana dhalik, Allah has given. Very easy for Allah. Because what kept your work is your iman. The day you say, La ilaha illallah, that is the day you have done your work. What is your work? You have that day you have won. Anytime you do any good work, manja bi hasanati falahu ashru amsalihah. Anytime you do any good work, then a zero will put behind that one. If you put zero behind one, what do you have? 10. If you come, you do another good work, another zero is put there. What do you have now? 100. Anytime you are doing it, that's how zero will be in front of your work. Of your work. You now have 1 billion, 1 trillion, 10 of trillions of work that you have done. Then one day you go against Allah and forget, that one is removed. When that one is removed, what remains? Zero. So don't ever anybody allow you anything that has to do with Allah and the Prophet, even if it's your father, find a way to stop relating with him, except just a normal worldly issue. How can somebody tell you that you promised Allah and he said renegate your promise on Allah? Have you are not troubling him. He is asking you to renegate. He has never promised Allah. That's why Allah is telling the Prophet said, this group, if you go and find out, this group always, they are always encouraged for you to do good work. Immediately there is a bad work, come and shout, they are there. Come and sit in the mosque and read Quran, very few of them. Come and sit in the Quran and make zikr, very few of them. The Prophet said, the day he was going back to, let's come and rejoice on it, very few of them. But immediately there is something good that comes to you. If today, one of you that are doing your zikr, are doing your wazifa, suddenly they hear that your father has become a governor and you now have money, they will tell you wazifa is good, they will come close to you. Ashikh khatan ala al-khayr. The same way they will come to you, they want to be the one to get the maximum of the good with you now. Bila zahab al-khawfu, salakukum bi asmatin hidadin, ashikh khatan ala al-khayr. They will now bring their sweet tongue to you. If you now talk of wazifa, I leave that aside. Let's do whatever they can do. These people is worldly thing that is in their mind always. If you see somebody like that, ulaika alladhina lam yu'minu, they are the one that their belief is weak. Anybody who is trying to take you from the promise of Allah and the Prophet, their iman is weak, or they have no iman. Then if you follow them, Allah will bring your work down. And for that, for Allah, that is very easy.
يحسبون الأحزاب لم يذهبوا وإن يأتي الأحزاب يودوا لو أنهم بادون في الأعراب يسألون عن أنبائكم ولو كانوا فيكم ما قاتلوا إلا قليلا.
يحسبون الأحزاب لم يذهبوا وإن يأتي الأحزاب يودوا لو أنهم بادون في الأعراب يسألون عن أنبائكم ولو كانوا فيكم ما قاتلوا إلا قليلا. These people that are telling you this now, the following day, O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, you woke up, you looked, Allah has assisted you. Allah has said, فَأَسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا وَجُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. Allah sent this cold wind to them. The cold wind was taking their tent, tearing it apart, putting their animals together. وَجُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And other army that you did not see, Angel Gabriel and the other angels, they were on their side, on the side of the enemy, always making zikr, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They were hearing zikr close to them, they don't know from where. All of them, they were afraid. Allah has assisted you, and these enemies, you woke up in the morning, they have all gone. But these people that are so weak in faith, this munafiqina wala inna fi qulubihim maradun, and those mu'min that they are weak in faith and the munafiq, do you know, as far as they are concerned, the enemies have not gone? Yazabun al azab lam yazabu. They came, they saw that the enemies have gone. They said, do you think these people have gone? Have they gone? When he had the hazab, if the enemy was to come back, Yawadulu anahum baduna fil Arab, yasaduna ambaikum. If the enemy was to come back, do you know what they are going to be wishing? They will wish that before the enemy come, let them quickly run away and go to the desert, to go to the villages, where the villagers are staying. Let them go and stay there in their farms and in their with their relatives in the village. Yawaduna Adam Law and now Badna Bil Arab Yasalun and Baikum. From there they should be asking about what's happening in Medina now. Is the enemy, have they come back? Have they left? This is what they wish to be asking. If they were to stay with you, Allah kanu fikum, ma qatalu illa qalina. If they were to stay with you, they will not be able to fight with you or do carry out any fight except little fight. Here, at that night that Abu Sufyan said that, and that Huzaifah bin Yaman came and reported to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the enemy, this is what they said, and I saw Abu Sufyan climb his camel. He said, if not the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I should not do anything. He said, look at, I met Abu Sufyan. His back was to, they put a fire, struggling to make the fire to light, and he was trying to warm his back in the cold. He said, all I just need to do was just to put my arrow and give it to his stomach and kill him. He said, but the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I should do nothing. The following day, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after Subhi, they just woke, they saw all of them have gone. But the Munafiq, they said, do you think they have gone? Yazabun al-Azab, lam yazabu. So even though they have gone, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he left. He went to the house, everybody went to the house, then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they should wash his head for him. They started washing half of his head, then he saw him. Injil Gabriel came, still on his own mount. Then he was asking Injil Gabriel, the enemies have gone. Sir, you people, have you forgot? Have you stopped the war? Said yes. Said, we have not stopped. The war has not stopped. So I said, we are going to Banu Qurayza. This treacherous people that was the one that brought this fear on you, that broke their pact with you and their covenant, we are going to them now. First, like, you are going to Banu Qurayza, said yes, then he stopped washing his head. He came out. He said, come, go and announce. La yusalliyanna ahadakum illa fi Banu Qurayza. La yusalliyanna ahadakum al-asra illa fi Banu Qurayza. None of you should say his asr prayer except in Banu Qurayza. This time, Zubair has been said, nobody should say his asr prayer except in Banu Qurayza. They should go and announce. The war has not ended. Quickly, they were announcing. In the market, everywhere, the Prophet said, "La yusalli an ahadakum al-asra illa fi Banu Qurayza." La yusalli an ahadakum al-asra illa. Nobody should pay his asr except him. Everybody was taking again his weapon, going to Banu Qurayza. It's not far away; it's half a day journey. It will take some hours. So the Sahabas, they were going. When Maghrib was about to come, some Sahabas said, "Ah, we have not prayed asr. It's about Maghrib. We should pray." The Prophet said, "La yusalli an ahadakum al-asra illa fi Banu Qurayza." He said, "Until we reach Banu Qurayza, we should not pray asr." How can we pray? Some said, "No." He meant by that we should be in a hurry. We should not wait. So we just say our prayer. It's just about 5 minutes, and we'll catch up. Some of them stayed on the road, said their prayers, and went ahead. Some reached Banu Qurayza after Isha'i, before they said their asr and Maghrib and Isha'i. Most of them, they did not say their prayers. When the Prophet finally arrived, they went to the Prophet. Some of us, they did not say their asr prayer, Maghrib and Isha'i, until after Isha'i prayer today in Banu Qurayza. Some, they said their prayer on the road. The Prophet just, he did not say anything. Whichever anyone you do, that's okay with you. You didn't say, this one you are correct, this one you are wrong. No. This one is telling us a big lesson that whenever Allah says something in the Quran, whenever the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says something in Hadith, a mu'min that believes in Allah and the Prophet, what he understands by it, if he's a knowledgeable person, allow him with his understanding. If he's a knowledgeable person, what we are saying here is that you have medical doctors. These two of them, they are consultants. A person is sick. This consultant said, this is the way I think we should do it. The other one says, this is the way I think we should do it. The two of them there, whatever they say, take it for them. Don't say, you are wrong. Fight this one. No. Because these two, they have knowledge. They have faith in Allah and the Prophet. They are not intending evil. Whatever they understand by it, accept it. How can ulamas come? They say, this is what we understand by this verse of the Quran. These are ulamas. People that from their youth, there is nothing they were doing. they learned Quran. Some of them at the age of 7, 8, 9, they have memorized Quran. Some of them by the time they were getting married, they have already memorized Sahih Buhari, Sahih Muslim, all these 6 sitters, they have memorized it. This is all that they know. Some of them, every night, they do their Qiyamul Layl, they fast, they do this, they do act of obedience. Then they say, this is what they understand in the Quran. You that you come from your youth, all that brother do is how to learn how to earn your livelihood. You went to primary school, of Western primary school, Western secondary school, Western university. Just what are you going to eat? This is what you are learning about. Then now you are reading some hadith, you are understanding a little bit, you want to go and argue with those people. That what they understand is wrong, is what you now understand that is correct. And you didn't stop there. You say you are going to stop them from what they understand. Look, anybody who has sympathy on himself, don't ever stand before anybody doing zikr and say she stopped it. Or before someone doing mawlid and say she stopped it. If you have sympathy on yourself, for sure, whoever is in this university today, whether he's a lecturer or he's a student, he's not an alim. If it's up to being a sheikh to talk on the Quran, you will not find him on campus here. You will find him with students that he's teaching. You will find him going about carrying out the work of Allah. He will not be a servant of the government like us. We here, it's little we know from our mother that we are saying. You don't just come here because you have a degree or you are a student or you are now in MSS, you are an official, then you are starting telling people, don't do zikr, don't do this. What do you know about Islam? And you're not afraid that tomorrow, then you say, oh, if they ask you on the day of judgment, why did you do this? It's wrong. Say, no, I'm sorry. Somebody is calling the name of Allah. Please let us be very careful. This Islam is a very sweet religion and an easy one. What you understand, ask yourself, am I an authority in Islam? For sure, I know here in this campus, I know there is no authority of Islam on this campus today. None of us here can claim there is an authority. How many of us have statistics here on our head and the Quran in our head on this campus? And how many of us have trained students to the extent that they also have become that? This is one that you call an authority. The one that has these things, he has the equipment, and he has also trained students to become, to have the equipment that he has in Islam, is the one that you call an authority. Hujjah. If you are not an authority, please don't start arguing about religion. What you understand about religion, take it from an authority, but don't take it from yourself. That's why you find the ulama, as big as someone, as Sheikh Ahmed Tijani is, as big as Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz is, as big as Sheikh Manna Abba is, as big as someone like Sheikh Sheikh Sali is, if you ask them, they will tell you their mother was Imam Malik. They still want to put on authority. They are very careful. Because the religion of Allah is not a play. It's not a religion of play or play, a religion of argument. So let's just be very careful. That's why Allah is telling us here, they were told here to go to Bani Qurayza, and they went to Bani Qurayza. As they went, some of them prayed asking on the road, some of them did not pray. The Prophet ﷺ left everybody on his own understanding. The Prophet was there, but he would have said, you are the one that is correct. You are the one that is wrong. But he left everybody on his understanding. To tell them that you are allowed, if you are an authority, to have your understanding of a verse of the Quran or of the statement of the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ, they ended up in Bani Qurayza until they finished Bani Qurayza. With Bani Qurayza before they came back to Medina. There too, they stayed for another 20-something days. For nearly 2 months now, they were not in their houses. These are the people that brought Islam to us. It's not lazy people. So may Allah have mercy on all of us. From tomorrow, we'll continue this verse. Because it's his time now.
Some of 700 naira was on a pen. Was found in the mosque premises. With me here, please. Whoever has is the owner should send.
Next time, you don't say the amount. Ask the person what is the amount. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah assist us. May Allah make us to end this Ramadan. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah grant us knowledge. May Allah strengthen us with our strengthen our faith. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bring peace to our country. May Allah grant us the fellowship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward our sheikhs for us. May He reward our ulama. May He reward sahabas for us. May He reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us. May Allah grant us what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, the house we are going to stay in, what we are going to write. May Allah give us good life. May He give us the good in the hereafter. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والفاتح لما سبق نازل الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Keep. How are you? You brought your Quran today?
Yeah.
Today you brought your Quran?
No.